It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The plaintiff in the gay marriage case that put an end to the denial of federal benefits to married gay and lesbian couples says she cried when she heard the ruling. 84-year-old Edith Windsor told reporters in a news conference in Manhattan that the Supreme Court's decision on the Defense of Marriage Act made her feel joyous, just joyous. Her attorney, Roberta Kaplan, is with the law firm Paul Weiss, and she joins us now. Congratulations.
Thank you, Amy. It's a great day.
Where were you when you learned about the decision this morning?
Yeah, Edie and I were both in my apartment because it was only a block or two away from where we did the press conference. And we were, like so many other Americans, on SCOTUS blog, furiously waiting for the results.
We've heard of Edie's reaction. What was yours?
I think there was crying all around. There was both joyous screaming and crying going on at the time.
Did anything surprise you about the opinion today?
Not really. The opinion is very much the arguments that we made in our brief, the theory of equal protection that we asserted in our brief, and we were obviously joyous and delighted that the court agreed with us and accepted those arguments.
What are the federal benefits that will now be available to gay couples who live in New York and other states where same-sex marriage is legal?
Well, there's an awful lot of them. DOMA, Section 3 of DOMA, which is now dead and gone, affected over 1,100 federal statutes. Obviously, in Edie's case, the issue was the estate tax. Edie had to pay a huge estate tax bill that everyone agrees that had she been married to a man, the estate tax bill would have been zero. But it goes on from there, from health care to family leave to care for a sick or dying spouse, to military personnel who can now get proper notification when someone falls in the line of duty. It really runs the whole gamut.
The case also has an effect on immigration law. Can you tell us about that?
Again, that's one of the examples. Currently, obviously, if you marry someone who's foreign, then that person is eligible under federal law to get a green card. And now the same thing will be true for gay married couples.
What does this decision mean for New York, which recognizes same-sex marriages? Anything in particular? Anything different?
I think it does. I think it means an awful lot to New York. In New York, it means that the many, many thousands of gay New Yorkers who are married now have full milk marriages, to use the analogy that Justice Ginsburg used at oral argument, instead of skim milk marriages. What I mean by that is that their marriages are completely equal to the marriages of their straight friends and neighbors and colleagues. And all New Yorkers, certainly in passing marriage equality, have embraced that and will continue to embrace it going forward.
What about New Jersey, where civil unions are recognized but not gay marriage?
The decision today did not relate to states that do not have marriages for their gay and lesbian citizens. We are very hopeful that other states will soon follow suit. I think there will be great pressure on other states today to do that because all states want to attract the best workers, the most skilled workers, and to embrace equality. So I think New Jersey fits into that category, and I think there will be pressure in New Jersey and other states to allow gay couples to marry.
Most immediately for Edie, does she get that estate money back? She paid what, some $380,000 in estate taxes?
To be precise, $363,000, and she will get it back with interest.
With interest. Any idea when the timeline is?
It takes some time, as I understand it, for the federal government to actually process checks. People may be aware of that when they get their IRS refunds. So we expect it to take some time, but we're sure it will happen in the near future.
Robbie Kaplan is with the law firm Paul Weiss. She represented Edith Windsor in her landmark case challenging the Defense of Marriage Act, Edith Windsor versus the United States. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Amy. It was a pleasure.
This is WNYC.